Good morning and welcome to the Poetry Moment. This is Livia Coe reading The Last Lawn in the United States of America by Robin Gao, published in Alien Magazine. Station wagoned families and flocks of motorcycles, tin can rattling Oldsmobiles and school buses. We all come to see. It is the opening weekend. On the drive there, we talk about water and where we will drink from tomorrow. We say, we need a new president. We name bombs after women. Bertha detonates, and even where we are, the sky vibrates yellow. No parking at all. We walk for several miles to reach it, paying at the ticket booth. The guard explains the rules. You can touch, but you cannot lie down. So, we imagine lying down. We hadn't before. How cool the blades would feel pressing against our backs. The sky turned into a crystal punch bowl. Flexing my fingers to prepare. And I see it. It glows like a fence, sprawled between the house and the asphalt road. We want to know what it felt like to walk out a front door into comfort. If the mailboxes burst with butterflies when they opened them. Children whose bare feet bore no scars. Their laughter haunts the air. A single file line. Going to touch the lawn one at a time. Long ago, we buried our religion in the ground beneath the swing set garden. But here, we each want to pray. Give thanks for smell and touch. The grass, softer than we thought. Each tended stem. We linger longer than we should. Inhale. Resist the urge to tear out a handful to keep. The ushers say, time is up. The lawn before us. The ghosts barbecues. Not jealous. Not anymore. Just pure and wild yearning. Thank you. This was Livia Coe, and that was The Last Lawn in the United States of America. By Robin Gao, published in Alien Magazine.